Now, sadly, it can happen to a woman of a certain age. Everybody wanted you once. Then some new hussy came to town and your fourth quarter sales dove by 12%.
Happens.
That's what happened to Barbie. She is in peril and even Ken can't save her. But then again, he never really did have the, you know, never mind. On one business blog, someone wrote, "Barbie has lost her groove and others pick it up." Here at the BPP, we're so hard news that when we want to talk about Barbie, we call the Wall Street Journal. Nicholas Casey covers Barbie makers Mattel for the Journal. Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So Barbie sales were down in the fourth quarter. Tell us why that timing is particularly alarming for the company.
Well, the fourth quarter results are also when you get things from the year end. And it wasn't just in the U.S. that the results weren't looking so good. Abroad, results were actually doing, a little bit better. But what you can see is that American girls weren't looking for Barbie dolls as much as, other things that, were on the plate for Christmas time.
So if you can't sell a Barbie at Christmas, when can you sell one?
It's tough. It's not necessarily, the end of Barbie here that we're seeing. But what we're looking at is that dolls right now just aren't as popular among kids as they have been, for years and years. Barbie turns 50, like you were saying, next year. So girls are trying to look to, different things which are out there. And the Barbie doll is just not seeing as much action there as much.
Were there any warning signs in the marketplace that Barbie was in for tough times?
Well, it's been a few years. Now, it's not that Barbie is overall doing badly. In fact, internationally, sales were up by about 13%. So overall, Barbie grew a bit by about 4%, but it was down by 12% in the U.S. This quarter, and for the year, it was down by 15%. It's been a few years that it's been having some trouble.
Was she at all affected by any of the recalls?
Well, Barbie was involved in some of the recalls, but what you didn't see here was mass backlash for the recalls. Really, across for toys, you saw that people still kept buying items. The trouble was that people were really interested in getting Nintendo Wiis and different sort of video games and iPods, and that's what actually gives sort of dolls a run for their money.
So I think if we're looking at the bigger picture, Barbie's thought of as a classic, but is there room in the current toy marketplace for classic toys? I mean, should Raggedy Ann be worried? Should Etch-a-Sketch, considering you have everything that plugs in the world?
It's true that, there's a lot of girls going for things that plug in more than, traditional toys. But it's also true that they're playing with traditional toys, too. One of the troubles that Barbie has had is another doll called the Bratz doll by MGA Entertainment.
Oh, she's that hussy I was talking about coming to town.
Exactly. It was, when it came in 2001, I just thought it was a bit more edgier, spoke to girls' more, fashion-forward tastes, and has been doing quite well. So it's also sort of competition from within the category of dolls that Barbie's facing as well.
Yeah, I read my research that the Bratz dolls, they sold about $700 million last year. They grew this enormous percent worldwide. But I also wonder if there's a cultural backlash against Barbie, and this is just completely anecdotal information. I have friends who won't let their daughters near them. Like women of sort of in my generation are like, I don't want my daughter playing with a Barbie with the big breasts and the tiny waist and who can actually look like that. And my daughter might be a little girl of color, should be playing with a Barbie. I mean, is it antiquated to think about Barbie as a toy?
Yeah, well, there's definitely some establishment feelings, for and against Barbie here, but when you're looking at, one of its competitors like Bratz, it's got sort of everything going against it in terms of moms saying, hey, I don't want my girl playing with this. And it's actually doing really well. So I'm not sure.
The toy fair is next month. Is there a Save Barbie strategy planned?
Well, I'm still learning about that, and that hasn't fully been revealed yet. But, for the U.S., I think what Mattel is looking to do and what you can expect more of at Toy Fair is more things involving Barbie as a brand. It's a name that girls know, unless it's just the doll. So more things on the internet, more things that could involve music. Mm-hmm. These are the things that look for Barbie, as opposed to just a bunch more Barbie dolls.
Interactive Barbie. Barbie chat room's coming to you. Hey, Nicholas Casey from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for helping us out with all things Barbie.
Great. Thanks so much.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. Bill Wolf, thanks for helping us out.
You know, it's my pleasure.
Great weekend to our entire hardworking staff. We'll talk to y'all on Monday.